WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There is no mail service leaving or coming to the Twin Cities until further notice. All mail from Bryan College Station is routed through Houston. The Postal Service has also suspended service in and out of the Iola Post Office until further notice. The only reason the USPS gives is the impact from Hurricane Harvey. We are waiting for a reply to why the mail cannot be routed somewhere else. The timing of Harvey's record rainfall could not have been worse for local agriculture producers.
Ranch-wise, you know, that's one of the things that I did early this morning. I've got cattle in the river bottoms, in both river bottoms and also in the Brazos River. And, you know, we're trying to make sure that they're to high ground and safe and to get to where we can get.
Brazos County Commissioner Sammy Catalina on our show says the hurricane hit cotton producers particularly hard.
All the cotton was ready to come out and take. Some of them had already started, and I don't think very many of them in our part of the country had even got a quarter or halfway through. So you can imagine what 15, 20, 25 inches of rain is going to do to that cotton that's open.
Today's commissioner's meeting agenda includes removing a burn ban. Severe flooding has closed College Station City Parks indefinitely, but Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz says that hasn't stopped visitors from checking out the high water at Lick Creek and Wolf Pin Creek Parks.
While things might look fun to mess around in the water, it is very dangerous, and please keep that in mind.
A survey of parks and buildings so far has turned up no major damage.
There are a few trees down in different places, but they didn't fall on anything.
Schmidt says city employees have had to run off people from sliding down the hill behind the Wolf Pin Creek Amphitheater. A reminder, Texas A&M and Blinn have no classes today, but both A&M and Blinn will resume classes tomorrow. Sam Houston State has canceled classes through Labor Day. Bryan ISD is starting 2 hours late today, and there is no morning pre-kindergarten. All Bryan ISD bus pickups, school start times, employee arrival times, and normally scheduled activities will be delayed 2 hours from their normal start time. College Station ISD is holding classes today on their regular schedule. Bryan Broadcasting, The Eagle, and KBTX thanks the scores of contributors who donated yesterday afternoon to storm victims.
We were absolutely blown away. We thought we were going to have one truck that was filled, ended up being two, and still some spillage that we're going to have to bring to somewhere else. So we just thank the Brazos Valley. Every time we do a project, we are blown away by the generosity of this community. It is just an amazing thing to behold, and I always think I can't be surprised, and here I am again, surprised. So thank you again to everybody who was able to donate.
Bryan Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey says the first truck was sent to a Houston area shelter. The second will go to Rockport, which was the bullseye of Hurricane Harvey's landfall. Both trucks transported items mostly for young children. South of Milliken along FM 159, there is a partial breach that is threatening the Clifty Creek Lake Dam. Residents have been asked to stay in place and call 911 if they have an emergency or want to be evacuated. Motorists are also asked to stay away. The personnel office at Sanderson Farms has asked us to share that they will be back open for business today. All three shifts are to report at their regular startup time. We told you that WTAW sports director Zach Taylor was among thousands of passengers stuck in cruise ships in the Gulf behind Harvey. Zach texted us yesterday that they're headed again to New Orleans. They're expected to arrive today and unload there. He will be flying to Dallas and driving back to College Station. A Montgomery County woman who was napping yesterday was killed after a tree crashed into her mobile home. Then her husband had to be rescued. The sheriff's office reported this happened in Porter, which is east of Spring. Firefighters had to wade through chest-level water to remove the tree and get to the victim and her husband. Among more than 3,000 rescues around Houston involved a dump truck. This took place along homes in Sugar Land near the Brazos River. A Fort Bend deputy sheriff arranged to get the truck, and several residents floated on small rafts and air mattresses to get to the truck. Many were taken to the baseball park that is home to the Sugar Land Skeeters minor league team. And in Houston, KHOU Television is reporting that six family members are believed to have drowned where their van was swept away by floodwaters. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 72 degrees. You can text us this morning or call us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news about 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
810, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here you go.
Latest radar imagery continues to be encouraging for our area based on the position of Harvey. The heaviest rain continues to be to our south and east, and that may actually mean that we start to come out of the woods, but stay vigilant. Lots of cloudiness, can't rule out a stray shower or thunderstorm, breezy and around 80. There's the risk of a shower storm tonight, breezy 70. More clouds tomorrow, maybe a shower storm, 80 to 85. It's mostly cloudy, breezy Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. I had a gentleman call, wanted to know if you could get from College Station to Navasota, and you can. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, drivetexas.org, drivetexas.org, and they can show you where the closures are. And, again, the only closures that we've got of any significance going on right now, The road that goes down through Allen Farm is that's 159.
Right.
And we'd seen where, you know, part of the roadbed just collapsed mm-hmm. right there.
Wow.
And that's probably what we're going to see more of as time goes on.
Right.
Is that stuff just gives way. I was driving out by the College Station or by the cemetery out by the airport, and they've done some dirt work up there, I guess, in advance of getting some more road work done, and some of that had collapsed. I saw that yesterday.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're going to find out now as time goes on, and of course trees coming up. We had the story about that as well, because the ground's so soft. In fact, one of my neighbors had a tree just kind of blow down.
I did too. Oh yeah, same here, just a few houses down. And then I saw later in the day they had actually were able to not replant it, but get it back up into its upright position. Yeah. Mm. And got it back into the ground. So
who knows? Maybe it will take root again. I'm not sure.
But, hey, real quick, we did get an email during the show just now, and this comes from a listener. She's got a son and a daughter in the Spring area who have two boats that they've been bringing people out of neighborhoods. And she said that yesterday and last night, it was obviously still raining, but there was also some hail and people are really cold. And so they need towels and blankets. And apparently, former Representative Fred Brown is going to be driving through at 9 a.m. He's going to be at the HEB Tower Point location where mm-hmm. the gas pumps are.
Right.
And so if you have any blankets or towels that you're willing to donate, I think he'll be taking those and that you can and then going down into that area. So just another chance to help out. Really appreciate the email and hopefully they can get some more towels and blankets out there.
Sure. And appreciate what Fred's doing, being a former state representative.
And very cool, those people there with the boat, too. That's very awesome.
I've seen so many people who have boats and have been, you know, and even other people said, hey, if anyone's going down there in a boat, like, I'm more than willing to help. And there's a lot of people in, you know, again, who they're not working because they can't work.
Sure.
And so they're trying to get out and help in any way they can.
And Spring, I mean, you know, I always talk about how I'm from Houston. Spring Spring is exactly where I'm from. That's like my old stomping ground. So that's really cool to see those people doing that.
Well, yesterday, and I saw a guy with a kayak in the back of his truck. I was hoping he was going down to help, but I, you know, there's also those folks too.
True.
Houston Chronicle reporting about 45 minutes ago, over half a dozen flood gauges have stopped working after damage from flooding, according to the Harris County Flood Control District. That's not supposed to have, the flood is not supposed to damage the gauge, so it can't be used anymore.
Right.
But anyhow, they included some around Barker Dam and then some others in the Heights and over at Greens Bayou and Tidwell. Anyhow, conditions they hope will improve this afternoon down in Houston and then tomorrow night as well. As we had talked about yesterday, at night, it's very, very difficult for them to get any work done. So as the sun comes up, then they get busy.
And I just can't imagine how long the cleanup is going to take. I mean, they've already canceled Houston ISD through September 5th, but if they can't even get started on the recovery process till Friday,
right.
I just, man, it's crazy.
Well, and we had discussed what that is going to do to the economy of Houston. It's going to be very, very difficult because there are a whole bunch of folks who have offices on first floors of buildings. And they're going to be impacted day one, and then there are going to be folks in the upper stories who won't.
Well, there's also the tunnels. So there are tunnels under downtown Houston that have businesses and have, even if a lot of it's like restaurants and they're used more for the people who work in those big skyscrapers. But I can't imagine what's going on underneath the buildings.
You remember after one of the hurricanes that hit Galveston, we were there about 8 months later, and in that restaurant, they had marked the water line. They'd painted the water line on the wall to, as always, be a reminder of what happened. And well, and many of the buildings have buildings and hospitals have underground parking, and there were probably cars under there. And then you're going to have to get that water out as well. That water won't go out naturally. That water's going to have to be pumped out. It's logistically, staying out of the people's way who have work to do would be a really good thing.
Right.
You don't need to be down in Houston. Then don't do that. I did get a call earlier this morning. A lady has apparently, she lives at 290 and 99.
Okay.
290 and 99. Has religiously been taking rain gauge readings with two rain gauges.
Okay.
So she got 54 inches of rain.
Oh, wow.
54 inches of rain at 99 and 290. So just kind of give you an idea there. And so, of course, because of all this, the Yankees have decided to educate their own about the kind of things we have down here
in
Texas.
Yes.
Snakes, fire ants, and gators are getting displaced because of the storm.
Yep.
And so there are images out there making the rounds in social media, and some of them are fake.
Yes,
okay?
Imagine that.
Yep.
Including the one of the guy with the shark.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Washington Post says Houston metropolitan area, home to thousands of American alligators that reside in hundreds of miles of streams and bayous. Yeah, we know that. They didn't know about fire ants, okay?
Wow.
And so it's funny because this service then attached a video file that was work that Georgia Tech had done on, and we've seen it before, these little balls of ants that are floating in water. I mean, they just make themselves a little ball and they float in water.
And they're perfectly fine with it.
Yep. And what's interesting is they're just ants. They don't have a lot of smarts, but they somehow know how to lock bodies and make this thing happen. And, you know, had pictures of them making human bridges and all this sort of stuff. So instead of the ants emerging from the soil, they come together in thousands to form a floating ant raft. It can be several feet wide. Yes, they can, and they are pretty scary.
Wow.
I did not know the number, but the Houston area has 23 species and subspecies of snakes. And the Fox affiliate in Houston did post a video on Facebook of a snake slithering up a brick house. Only five species are venomous, however. Now, if you come across a photo from the Houston flooding and you want to check to make sure if it's legit, a reverse image search using Google is really easy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, either right-click to do the reverse image search or go to their Google reverse image search website, and in a matter of moments, you'll get the search results back so that you can tell that shark in the water really didn't
Not
come from
true.
Houston, okay?
And then there was the picture, the old picture circulating of the old Lupo's bookstore right there on Northgate.
Right, right.
And when they were doing work on the inside of it, they had boarded the windows on the inside.
Yeah.
And so there were quite a few dumb Aggie jokes being spread around
yes,
the internet
were.
Saying they don't even know how to board their windows correctly.
Yep. Sometimes we have to explain that
Come
because
on,
otherwise
guys.
That's what social media is for,
exactly.
just to be snarky.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a discussion on Reddit right now about things our teachers told us that turned out to be completely false.
Uh-huh.
Some of the best ones were, you have to learn to write in cursive. You won't always have a calculator with you.
Yes.
And the internet isn't a valid source of research.
Yeah.
So, well, they didn't know about that part necessarily. But the bad things that you do go on your permanent record. Sure, maybe a kid, but you know, your permanent record, you carry it with you on through life? Not really.
Nobody's looking at your permanent record nowadays.
There's another thing. The food pyramid. We were told to eat a ton of bread and corn and avoid fat. And now what are they telling us? Eat a lot of corn. Don't eat fat.
Yeah. Right?
If you learn to, if you do learn, there was one, we had this discussion, I guess, about 8 or 9 months ago. We were discussing how kids don't learn to write cursive or don't choose to write in cursive as much as they used to.
Right.
And part of the importance of cursive is maybe being able to read cursive as much as write it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that there are so many historical documents where cursive is used that if you don't know how to read cursive, then you're
yeah.
gonna,
wait, it's like
hey,
a foreign language. Yeah.
How are you going to do the research, right? Okay. But this whole other thing is, you know, like with calculators. To do math, you know, there won't always be calculators, that's
yeah,
true. But, you know,
come on.
We'll always have our phones.
Yep,
yeah.
We've always got them in our pockets.
They have calculators right there.
They do.
Go to the best college you can because the money you make will be worth it. That's another thing they told you that's not necessarily true.
Yep.
The internet was not a valid source of research. That's true. They said we should use books. And you have to learn to say no to drugs because strangers will want to give you free drugs. No, they won't. They're not going to give you free drugs. But you do need to learn to say no.
Yeah,
I mean,
you still
that'd
need
be
to
a good
no.
idea. But
someone texted in and said cursive is code for old people.
Thank you, and that's fine. And I get that. That's cool. But if you end up being a person who decides you're going to do research again,
I can't even read my grandmother's birthday cards she sends
see,
me.
That's right. And
I can. My brother can't.
Well, what's really interesting though, if you go back and you find old documents, like we were looking through some stuff and found some old documents that were written.
Your diary.
Yeah, exactly. No, these were official documents that were written in like 1840.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And you know, there were people who had really great handwriting back then.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was really, really
cool. It
was an
cool art.
Penmanship was a big deal back then.
Yep, it was, yeah. All right, so here we go. Here's some facts to take to work to you today. The Washington Generals lost to the Harlem Globetrotters 2,495 times in a row. In a row. Before they accidentally beat them on January 5th, 1971.
They accidentally beat them?
Idaho is the only state that has a specific law banning cannibalism. Just so you know.
Okay.
The last shot of the Civil War was fired 28th of June, 1865, almost 2 months after the war ended, off the coast of, it says here, Alaska.
Really?
Confederate warship. Can that be right? I would like to, it says it, and this came from the internet, so it must be true.
Was Alaska part of the Civil War?
Well, I don't know. That's where I'm going to have to go find out. All I remember is that, you know, of course, Juneteenth had to do with that situation. That's why it came up out of Galveston, because that was how they found out that they had their freedom. Hello?
I thought the last battle was for the War of Independence was in Sabine Pass, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to go look. I'm going to go see. I try to trust these people, but, you know, just when you try to trust them, that's when they lie
to you.
They
let you down.
Yep.
In the meantime, truths about life that little children have learned. No matter how hard you try, you can't baptize a cat.
Okay.
They squirm when it comes to water.
When your mom is mad at your dad, don't let her brush your hair.
Okay. Good point. Yeah.
Never ask your 3-year-old brother to hold a tomato.
Okay.
You can't trust dogs to watch your food. Don't sneeze when someone is cutting your hair.
Oh, can't control that.
That's right. Don't wear polka dot underwear under white shorts.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
And if your sister hits you, you don't hit her back because they always catch the second person. Which is true. That happens
that
in hockey,
true.
Too. Yeah. So just under 3 million people might have watched illegal streams of this fight.
Oh, yeah. I knew a ton of people who were, I say a ton. I knew people who were able to stream it without paying for it.
Yeah.
Really?
I knew people who were using Facebook Live to play it on Facebook with their devices for people to watch.
They were filming it.
They had bought it, and they were filming it and putting it on Facebook Live for people to watch.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kind of an interesting...
anything to save a buck.
Yeah, I guess so.
Interesting
or
wrinkle.
100 of them.
Yeah.
I don't know where they found this. My friends weren't doing that. It wasn't Facebook Live, but they somehow found some kind of stream. I don't know if it was posted on Facebook or what, but they found some link and they were able to get it and said it was, you know, perfect viewing.
Okay. If the legality of the situation was not one of your top concerns, there were apparently tons of these pirated streams out there. It says you could go to a movie theater and watch it for $20. Is that right?
Yeah, I think there were many theaters that were doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Traditional pirate websites responsible for 67 of the streams, but most viewers watched it on their apps like Periscope. Quality of the streams may not be great, but then again, you don't always get what you pay for. And apparently Showtime was hit with a class action suit by customers who streamed the fight legally. Apparently a lot of people paid $100 to see a grainy video and had some buffering issues as well.
Oh, yeah. I heard DirecTV had some pretty serious issues.
Yeah. People who were watching it that had talked to me said they had two times where it kind of paused and buffered, but other than that, it was okay. So I'm sure it just depended on your service.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money to pay for something, though, that buffers and stops when it's a live sporting event.
Yeah, and I'm just, again, well, maybe that's they just didn't have the capacity. I don't know. I just, to watch a boxing match, I don't think I want to be doing that. I mean, just, and that's fine.
With one boxer.
Yeah, yeah, really, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you got $100 and you want to do that, then that's okay.
Now, I will say, my roommate said it's the best boxing match he's ever watched.
Yeah.
Some, people were really happy with the way it turned out, because there were a lot of people who thought it could be over in the first round.
Right.
So at least it was competitive and entertaining.
Well, I'm supposing he probably could have ended it if he wanted to, but. Unless the other guy was running away. Gordon Deal was asking his sports guy the other day, for $100 million, would you face permanent brain damage to go into the ring with this guy?
Yeah.
What kind of a question is that?
Well, that's how much Conor McGregor got.
Well, I guess so.
And
but
I guess
he
that's
also
what he
fights. Like, he's a UFC fighter. It's not just some typical civilian going in there for $100 million.
Yeah, he's pretty conditioned to take the punishment.
Well,
not to
mention all the money that they received from everything leading up to this.
Yep. Well, again, the 30 seconds I saw was good. That was enough. That was convincing. Anyhow, all right, it's 8:27.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Munich Re and Hanover Re, two of the world's largest reinsurers, say current information suggests insured losses from Harvey are likely to fall well short of the $75 billion for Katrina in 2005 and $30 billion for Sandy in 2012. Air Worldwide, a provider of catastrophe risk modeling software and consulting services, says insured losses from Harvey's wind and storm surge are estimated at between $1.2 and $2.3 billion. That figure does not include flooding. Fitbit is officially getting into the smartwatch business with the Fitbit Ionic. While the company has dabbled in fitness-focused watches before, the Ionic is the company's first true smartwatch. Distinguished by its support of third-party apps, the Ionic will cost $300 and be released in October. The Trump administration says it will delay for 2 months the imposition of penalties on imports of Canadian lumber, citing continuing bilateral negotiations over the dispute. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
There's no question that shopping by voice using Amazon and Google is convenience as we've never before experienced it. Just say what you want, and it will be at your door, sometimes within a few hours. But it comes with a big catch. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Everyone always asks me, what's the next big thing? Right now, the answer is shopping by voice. Amazon has a year's head start. Google jumped in this past February with huge retailers like Target and Costco. And in just a few weeks, they'll add Walmart. The convenience factor is downright addictive. But when you shop out loud, you're giving up bargain shopping. While these companies promise lower prices because their buying volume is so high, if you shop by voice, you can't compare prices against, say, Amazon versus Walmart or anyone else. So it's good for regular items like diapers and razor blades. But for Christmas and holiday shopping, stick to what you know best. Get all the tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Police use dash cameras to retain evidence and protect themselves against wrongful prosecution. Now you can too. It's your proof of your innocence in an accident or a traffic stop, always acting as your in-car security system. Driving can be dangerous, but the Commando dash cam with its wide lens captures the entire road and makes a record of every drive. The built-in GPS pinpoints exactly where and when events occur, and the Commando dash cam records in HD, daylight, and low-light conditions.
The Commando dash cam recorded an accident that was not my fault.
There's parking assist, lane departure, and collision warning systems built in, too.
The Commando dash cam proved my innocence.
There's no better technology at any price. Find the Commando dash cam at shop.commando.com. shop.commando.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Today's Brazos County Commission meeting agenda calls for the removal of the burn ban.
The first 4 or 5 inches that we got, we didn't think it was going to be that bad because we were so dry that it just kind of soaked it up. But after that, now it's just all runoff. It's trying to find a place to go.
Commissioner Sammy Catalina on our show calls on residents to not play in the water surrounding the Brazos Center.
We have that creek that goes through there. We have a lot of water there, and part of the parking lot's underwater, and people are driving through it looking at it. I mean, and the water is swift. You know, no sense in taking a chance just to look at some water. Turn the TV on if you want to look at water.
In addition to his county responsibilities, Catalina says he's working to keep his cattle on high ground along the flooded river bottoms and has also seen the ready-to-harvest cotton crop wiped out by the storms. The city of College Station is asking listeners to stay out of city parks, especially Wolfpin Creek and Lick Creek parks.
As we send our crews out to look at damage and what's out there in the parks, we've noticed that there's a lot of other people out and around in the parks, and we just want to remind them that they are closed right now until the weather lets up.
Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt says it's hazardous to slide down the hill by the Wolfpin Amphitheater.
In this case, into the flooded water behind it. And, yeah, it's pretty dangerous. So there's been quite a few people that we've had to chase out of there.
It's also considered a hazard for those considering swimming, wading, or boating in the swollen creeks. There is no mail service leaving or coming to the Twin Cities until further notice. All mail from Bryan College Station is routed through Houston. The Postal Service has also suspended service in and out of the Iola Post Office until further notice. The only reason the USPS gives is the impact from Hurricane Harvey. We are waiting for a reply to why the mail cannot be routed somewhere else. With no advance notice, you showed up mightily, again to assist out-of-towners displaced by severe weather.
I think we pulled this together in about an hour and a half with KBTX and the Eagle and two truck loads later. I mean, we're going to help out a lot of people. So, again, we thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. Everyone at Bryan Broadcasting, KBTXN, The Eagle. Residents of Bryan College Station are just amazing.
Bryan Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey says the original plan was for one truck from the Eagle to transport items, mostly for young children, to a Houston area shelter. The turnout was so great, the Eagle brought in a second truck, which was also filled with similar donations. The second truck will be going to Rockport, which was the bullseye of Hurricane Harvey's landfall. And a reminder, Texas A&M and Blinn have no classes today, but both A&M and Blinn will resume classes tomorrow. Sam Houston State has canceled classes through Labor Day. Bryan ISD is starting 2 hours late today, and there are no morning pre-kindergarten classes. College Station ISD is holding classes today on their regular schedule. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 72 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your questions, comments, news, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at metroministorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
8:35, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are the numbers.
Clouds there swirling around the region, but the rain continues to hold off to the south and east. It's all due to the position of Harvey. The rain just not getting kicked far enough back to the north and west to affect us now. Not that I'm complaining, nor will anyone else. The folks who are complaining, Houston, well, they've had another 1 to 3 inches of rain since I got to work this morning at 2:30. For us, clouds, breezy, 80, maybe a stray shower or storm. Risk of a shower or storm tonight, breezy and near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So, again, we do have rain in the forecast, but it won't be very much. And we have northeasterly winds for the next couple of days. So, all things considered, it's not too bad. It's almost Chamber of Commerce weather.
Almost.
If dry sidewalks qualify, so we've got that now.
I know we did find out even a hurricane can't slow down your Chamber of Commerce, stop your Chamber of Commerce.
Yep, you were still there?
It does slow down a little bit.
Yeah, it does. He was sweeping water out of the hallway. No, there was no water in the hallway.
No.
But anyway.
And we do have a couple of things that got postponed, and sure. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But one thing that didn't get postponed, our economic outlook briefing tomorrow at the Hilton, sponsored by Caldwell Companies. It's 11:30 to 1. Scott, this is probably our biggest luncheon of the year. I think
really?
We're going to have about 350 people there.
Wow.
I mean, we spared no expense. We pulled in probably the best moderator donuts can buy.
Yeah, you're right.
You know him, you love him. WTAW Scott DeLucci is going to be our moderator, and he's going to moderate a discussion between Senator Charles Swartner, Representatives Cassell and Rainey. They're going to tell us a little bit about what happened in the 85th Texas Legislature, or what didn't happen.
And what didn't, too. Yeah.
And so there'll also be an Inner Circle meet and greet. If you're an Inner Circle member 30 minutes beforehand, you can come shake hands with Scott. That's 11:30 to 1. We still have seats available. Call us at the chamber. It's $30 for members, $35 for non-members, and there are tables available. And then Thursday, not rained out, our business after hours. Guarantee Bank and Trust, 2800 Texas Avenue, about a block north of Villa Maria and Texas Avenue at that Guarantee Bank building. They're planning on putting on a really good show. It's absolutely free. Come bring your business cards, 5:30 to 7. Come on out to Guarantee Bank and Trust on Thursday. Then next month, it's still not too early to start talking about Lobster Fest and Golf Classic.
Mm-hmm.
We've moved them back together like they were in the past. Sunday night on the 17th, Lobster Fest at Brazos Center, $75 a ticket. Come out for we have live Maine lobster shipped in steak from Outback. It's going to be a fun, fun evening. The next day, Golf Classic at Pebble Creek. Golf teams are available. Call us at the Chamber, and we'll get you fixed up. As I mentioned before, ribbon cuttings, we postponed our Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry till next week. We'll get back with you with that. But one thing we didn't postpone, Friday, Zoe's Kitchen, ribbon cutting from 11:30 to 12, free, located in the Century Square. I know a lot of people have been looking forward to Zoe's Kitchen coming in.
Uh-huh.
And, as always, Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight, BB&T. We appreciate what they do for the Chamber. If you want any directions or any information about what's going on or get a ticket for Scott's moderation of the lunch tomorrow, call us at 260-5200 or visit us at you also could call WTAW.
You could,
probably.
You could, yeah, right.
www.bcschamber.org.
All right, very good. Y'all stay dry. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep, visit with the folks from Chamber on Tuesdays.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
840 caller.
Scott, this is Skidmore.
What can I do for you?
We've got a guest house available. Somebody, some family could use it for a week or so, but I can't find anybody to say, hey, we've got a family can use it.
Okay, well, how many bedrooms is it?
One bedroom and a half.
Okay, very good.
It holds two adults, two kids, or three kids.
All right, I've captured your number here. They can call the radio station. All right, we'll go from there. So there you are. 840. And earlier this morning, John Clanton, who's in charge of fixed-based operations at Easterwood, had called to tell us. Actually, we were talking about Waffle House, and that's kind of what got it started. But what he did mention was some other stuff that was going on. So it's just a little bit two-minute phone call. I thought we'd replay that so you'd hear about it. I'm good. How are you, John?
Doing great, thank you. I just wanted to give you a Waffle House update. Yesterday, about noon, a whole airplane full of Waffle House executives flew into Easterwood Airport, rented cars, and they were headed to Galveston to check on every Waffle House between here and there. They're turning their cars in Galveston and then flying out of there whenever they get through with their business.
They're like Waffle House first responders.
They are, and they were on the scene before the Army or the Navy.
Wow. Now, while I've got you on the phone, this is John Clanton, and you run the fixed-based operation at Easterwood. How are conditions out there, and how were they in the last 48 hours?
Well, we had the same amount of rain as everybody else. Not much traffic, except that we have had a good bit of military traffic coming in to support the rescue efforts in Houston. We've got, several helicopters on the ground now. By the end of the day, we expect upwards of 25 to 30 helicopters based out of here. And then also C-130 cargo airplanes bringing in supplies for the folks to use.
So we're going to hear lots of big airplanes coming in here. And, of course, because you're part of that fixed-base operation network, what were you able to talk to any of your counterparts down in Fort Bend County or down in that area along the Gulf Coast?
No, most of the airports down there were closed. It's a pretty bad scene if something like Hobby and Intercontinental are closed because of the amount of water that's on the runway. So most of the airports down there were closed for the better part of it. I'm sure some of them are opening back up today.
Now, did you end up having storage of airplanes? Did people fly them to come up this far? Do they go on generally? What do aircraft owners do when they have this kind of weather coming?
Well, most of them will just stay where they are in their hangars in Sugar Land or in Houston. The Navy will tend to move things to higher ground, but they'll usually go a little farther away, make sure there's enough distance between where they end up and the coast.
Yeah. So, again, some big airplanes will be coming in. That's to help out. But the first ones in there were the Waffle House guys. Thank you, John. I appreciate the call. That's from earlier this morning. Waffle House.
That's pretty cool. I thought it was going to be like the beginning of a joke or something, you know, the way he was like, yeah. All the Waffle House executives come in on a plane.
Yeah, now they're in Galveston. So there.
But it's pretty cool.
Yep. So Italians have loved wine for centuries. No surprise there. Researchers have discovered urns in Sicily dating back to the 4th century in a cave. And they're testing the insides, and they found remains of wine.
Ooh.
We're talking 6,000-year-old wine.
It's got to be good.
So now, if you're a scientist and you find out that there's 6,000-year-old wine, wouldn't you just put some distilled water in there and kind of swirl it around and knock it back just to see?
Just
I mean,
check it out. Yeah.
Hello, caller.
Why? Explain to me again why we do not have a Waffle House.
Because it is not a business model that somebody wants to invest in. I mean, I don't know what else I can say. I don't know what a Waffle House franchise costs, but I guess that there are enough people who believe the market is being served without a Waffle House that they
don't need one.
Well, that, and they
I don't know.
Right, then they don't need to spend their money on it.
I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House.
Now, see?
Wow, they're not even trying in there.
See, if that's the way that there's some people who feel,
right?
Why would you want to go up against that? Hello?
We don't need a Waffle House because we have two kettles.
There you are. Two kettles equals a Waffle House.
Right. Breakfast math.
Anyhow, the findings on this 6,000-year-old wine, significant as it is the earliest history of wine residue in the entire prehistory of the Italian peninsula, according to the archaeologists.
What
if they went out and celebrated? It was believed that Italians had only been making wine for the last 3,000 years, but this find
they've been partying for 6,000.
Well, yeah. You know what I'd like to know? Hello.
The reason Waffle House won't come is because Don Smith and those guys at the health department aren't bribable.
It's amazing what generates phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Waffle House, let me tell you, controversy.
So, what would be interesting to know is what kind of wine is it? I think we're pretty cool to know that it's probably not, you know, it's not a Chardonnay. We know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, is it a Pinot Noir?
It's a Riesling.
Is it a Merlot? No, Riesling is German, but again,
German,
it could get its roots from Italy.
Yeah. True.
Its roots from Italy.
Its roots.
Or it could be Chianti, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. That and fava beans. That's an old story. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there. So just letting you know, 6,000-year-old wine, it's somebody will come up. What they'll do is they'll take some sort of they'll do a chemical analysis and they'll recreate it for us, and we'll be able to buy it with a screw top in 5 years.
Yeah.
Here.
Exactly.
Or in a box.
Right. Yeah, or in a box. North Carolina lottery player decided to buy just one more ticket. At first, Michael Hill bought a losing ticket, but he refused to give up, and he went back in the store to get himself another. Michael, generally not a good plan.
No, usually that leads to something they call addiction.
Yeah. If you lose, just stop and come back the next time if you want to. Anyhow.
But
the second scratcher turned out to be worth $10 million.
Oh, Michael.
He said, I have a strategy when it comes to scratching. Okay,
ew.
Yeah, I know. We're about to get TMI here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He said, I start with the corners. the first thing he did when he won his was to call his wife and tell her the good news. He says, I told her, pack your bags. After all the state and federal taxes, Hill took home just over $4 million.
Wow.
Plans to pay off some bills and also to help his wife with her design business. So,
he's like, so much for that addiction, right?
Just got to keep on
got
trying.
Got a technique for scratching.
And one more. Now, if you weren't in Finland over the weekend, I don't think any of us were.
No.
We missed out on the 22nd Air Guitar World Championship.
Oh, man. I missed it again this year.
Yeah, New Yorker Matt Aristotle Burns won the grand prize for the second consecutive time. This year, the fake strumming to the song I Will Survive. Burns says his key to success in air guitar competition.
I suppose that's a relative word, yeah.
I was going to say that's something that, it is a relative word and something that people don't really clamor for. But anyway, he's basing it on, quote, whole character around a younger guy playing pop punk. He previously won 3 U.S. championships, the 4th ever contestant to pick up back-to-back world championships. Why is this not on ESPN?
I know, right?
And I'm sure it's probably on YouTube, though. I'm sure it's probably on YouTube if you want to go see it.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe I missed it in sports earlier.
Yeah, well, that's a shame. Anyhow, we're going to see if we can coerce Mr. Downs to come down and join us here in a few minutes and see what he has to say for
us. The biggest off-road savings of the year can be yours now at Polaris Fun Center during their factory-authorized clearance with rebates as high as $4,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. At Polaris, score a $2,000 rebate on Ranger XP1000 or get the 450 or 570 Sportsman ATV and save $1,000. The high-performance Razor XP1000 is a screaming deal with a $2,500 rebate. And for push-the-limit performance, choose the Razor XP Turbo and get $4,000 back. Award-winning Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas in Bryan, where they sell and service fun, not tractors.
If you're building or remodeling, you look for specialists, experts who can help you when it comes to getting that job done, whether it's a wall covering or floor covering or it's finished carpentry work. You need experts to come in and do that work for you. Well, your windows are the exact same thing, and Intercom are the experts when it comes to windows. You do have some variables that are concerned there as far as the different types of windows you want, as far as size, obviously, but also the quality of the window. And knowing the difference can really pay for itself over time. And because the experts at Intercon can answer those questions for you, may be able to save you some money. Here's what's the best thing about Intercon is there's never any high pressure. They'll give you the options. You give them the measurements, or they come out and take the measurements, look at the project with you. They'll give you your options, and then you make your decision. They'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure when it comes to Intercon and their windows or solar screens. Now, granted, most of the work that they do is on existing situations where they're repairing or replacing windows, but also it's the same thing when it comes to installs as well. So installing, remodeling, or replacing what you have there, Intercon's the answer. Give them a call at 823-3639.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories, an original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information. Go now to BrazosFootball.com to make your picks in the weekly high school football pick'em contest powered by Safeway Driving. Pick 10 games each week, including College Station High, Rudder, Bryan High, and A&M Consolidated. Win prizes weekly or $500 as the grand champion. The high school football pick'em contest powered by Safeway Driving. And thanks to Prosperity Bank, Kelly Bird Dozer, Vista College, and Atkinson Toyota. Make your picks every week at BrazosFootball.com.
About 8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Basically, the weather. Yeah, we do have a chance of rain in the forecast, but it's not going to be very much rain, so that'll be good. And we have northerly winds next couple of days. In fact, gusting up to 20 miles an hour in some cases. So it's kind of brisk out there, which is nice. Once it comes back around out of the south, it's going to have a different feel, and then the mosquitoes will be here probably by the end of the week. But enjoy the next couple of days as far as that's concerned. And also, as the rains start to subside a little bit and the waters start to subside and we get a chance to see what's out there and what's going to have to be fixed. If you aren't going to do any traveling, remember, drivetexas.org, drivetexas.org. You can go there and see what's where there might be any problems. It takes a surprisingly long time for your garbage to decompose. Like 1 to 5 years for a cigarette butt.
Wow.
Your plastic shopping bag, which has just been outlawed someplace.
In Kenya.
Kenya, that's right. 10 to 20 years for a plastic shopping bag to decompose. A diaper, 450 years. And a glass bottle, one glass bottle, 1 million years. A million years.
They're all killing the earth.
And I know that they're keeping track of it.
Yeah, have they been making glass bottles for a million years?
Guess so. I don't know. Hey, did you know that the basketball rules are different in North Korea? Dunks are worth 3 points.
What?
Yeah.
Like that different. Wow.
Shots in the final 3 minutes are worth 8 points.
Oh, my gosh.
Three-pointers are worth 4 points if the ball doesn't touch the rim. That's hard to maybe determine sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Talk about instant replay.
Yeah.
And you lose a point by missing a free throw. Wow.
This must be why Rodman likes to go over there and hang out. He's just playing some North Korean basketball.
Right. They really said, we're going to do it our own way.
That's interesting. This lose a point.
I was kind of thinking that's the only one that I was like, I could see that being.
Well, you think about how that's going to change your strategy. That would change your entire coaching philosophy.
Oh, for sure.
The way that you do those things.
Because sometimes you purposely miss one, you know?
Yeah.
Now you won't want to do that anymore. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see. All right. So Soap Opera with Swords set another ratings record. The initial broadcast of the seventh season finale attracted 12.1 million viewers, but that number expected to soar to around 33 million when they get the streaming and DVR data in. So, where are you, Brad?
I still haven't watched this new season yet. I have not caught up, not a single episode of the latest season, and it just ended. So, I guess I've got some binge watching to do.
Well, this season has been averaging about 31 million viewers, which is about 8 million more than the sixth season. The eighth and final season will begin filming in October, according to reports. There'll be six more episodes that won't begin airing until late next year or early 2019.
Yep.
but to keep you at least pacified, HBO is doing a seven-part behind-the-scenes series called The Game Reveal.
No, that's not the same, though.
They posted the first episode yesterday. The Hollywood Reporter says at this point, 90% of HBO subscribers watch Game of Thrones. 90%. Sorry. I'm in that other 10%.
Yeah, well, I don't watch it. My roommates do and are diehard fans. And they said, you know, I always ask on Monday, so how was, you know, the episode? How was Game of Thrones? And they said, I think the season started off a little slow because there's a lot of, like, background buildup. Yeah. But then the last few episodes have just been wild.
Okay. See, I've got a strategy. I'm just waiting because I know they're going to take so long to release the next season that I'm waiting so that I don't have to wait as long.
But you're waiting.
I know I'm waiting from the last season, which was a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly. If you have friends in or family in Friendswood, officials there have estimated as many as 3,000 homes have been flooded by Harvey rains in the city and about one-third of the total homes. City is still conducting emergency operations, multiple road closures. Officials say 1,000 homes are without power. That's in Friendswood. So there you are, and we will continue to have some of that. Okay, remember that 106-year-old almost edible fruitcake story we had in Antarctica? This, I think it was,
it was
a few weeks ago. Anyway, they're finding out that food can survive. Food can survive. CNN looked at items that can be stored for years. One is honey.
Yeah.
2015, archaeologists reported they found 3,000-year-old honey.
So wow. It separates, but, you know, you just mix it back up.
Dried legumes. Beans and lentils and other things like that. Basically, that stuff can be good for years. Soy sauce has the potential to last at least 3 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Combination of salt being fermented means that if unopened, it could have a very long shelf life.
Oh, if unopened.
Yeah. Vinegar. Okay, vinegar is made using bacteria for fermentation, which makes it harder for the bacteria to grow on it. White vinegar will remain almost unchanged indefinitely. That's magic stuff, just by the way.
Oh, yeah.
White vinegar. You can clean a lot of stuff with that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to buy that expensive soap scum stuff. Just do the vinegar thing. Of course, it does
smell like vinegar, a little bit
odd inside there. White rice. White rice has been eaten after being stored for 30 years in tins. Key for long-term rice storage, low temperature and lack of oxygen. Brown rice, healthier, has a shorter lifespan. Dark chocolate, the addition of milk to milk chocolate may reduce its shelf life, but dark chocolate appears to last longer. And sugar and salt. Many of the foods that last for a long time are high in sugar and salt.
So they're real healthy.
Yes, they are, exactly.
See, eating healthy is hard because even healthy stuff expires before the non-healthy stuff.
That's exactly right. So,
I would imagine salt would last forever. It's just a rock, right?
As long as it stays dry. Mr. Downs.
That's the slogan we're looking for.
What's that?
Salt. It lasts forever.
It's just a rock.
Okay. So,
I'm so tired. I guess you and Chelsea are both probably, you know, got some muscle cramps from all those diaper boxes you lifted.
Right, I did. Hey, yeah. I was on the news.
Were you?
Yeah, I saw myself on KBTX loading up that truck.
Your existence is justified.
All right. Right. There you
You've been on TV, and now you just get your name in the paper. You got something, man.
I matter.
There, once again.
Oh, boy, a lot of trucks.
Well, and what we were discussing this morning is this is stuff that's not necessarily readily available. I mean, there were people passing through town taking these things off the shelf. So the fact that you're able to find enough to be able to do that is pretty
amazing. Yeah, it's going to be tough to find baby wipes and diapers at Sam's today.
I understand. Yeah.
So,
don't use the Lysol wipes. It's not the same. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, ow. Yeah.
Yeah.
With bleach.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
Anyway, but we were just talking about it. I mean, your email hit about noon yesterday, and it said it's going to be over by 7, and boom, that's all it took.
Yep. And we filled up two truckloads, and so we're going to be sending those. I'm a little slow today, slower than normal today, because Tucker Young tweeted me at 4 this morning
to
tell me, hey, cool picture. So there we go.
So your tweet woke you up?
He texted me. Like I said, I'm running a little slow this morning.
Oh, yeah.
He texted me at 4 to tell me, cool picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that to people. I forget that they're not awake.
Yeah.
It's for every person who calls me after 9 p.m.
Oh, there
she is. Don't worry, Mr. Downs.
She's just getting even. That's just a retribution tweet. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm running slow, too, because I slept up here last night so that I didn't get stuck again.
Did you hear our call from John Clanton?
No.
He called to let us know that yesterday Waffle House executives landed here and drove down. They're going to check every Waffle House all the way down to Galveston. And then,
really?
And then come out of there.
So I wonder what they'll find when they check every Waffle House.
I don't know. But, as I called them, Waffle House first responders.
Yeah.
What do you got going on back there? What
Hold
is
on
that?
Just a second.
What is this?
What is that sound?
Hi, Kelly. I'm on the air right now. Can I call you right back?
Yeah. But we're leaving now.
Yeah,
so
5 seconds.
You can hold on. All right, we're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station, Brian. All right, see ya.